1620 94.5 WTAW. Following comments from the March 8th, 2022 Bryan City Council workshop meeting, where the council directed staff to create an ordinance regulating short-term rental housing. Council was told by Lindsay Gindy of the city's Economic Development Office that there's an estimated 300 short-term rental properties in Bryan, and the city's not collecting between $250,000 and $400,000 annually in hotel occupancy tax money. Council supported Gindy's recommendations to hire a third party that'll register and collect hot tax money from short-term rental owners. Councilman Ruben Marine says this will level the playing field with local hotels.
I think, you know, we have these hotels that invest in our community. I don't think it's fair that you have someone who just rents a house for an A&M game day weekend or something to that extent and undercuts those hotels.
Councilman Bobby Gutierrez brought up ideas for using the additional revenue.
Lost revenue that we have for the city that we can recapture, the hot fund that we have funds a lot of different things that we can use that for. We're growing, whether it be in Midtown, whether it be in downtown, all through our corridors. That money can be deployed to do some really good.
Councilman Brent Harrison asked about excluding property owners who would rent their homes once or twice a year. Gindy said that would be difficult for a third party to monitor.
I think there's a difference between, you know, someone who takes two vacations a year and wants to make a little extra money versus someone who buys a home for the purpose of renting it out, and that happens a lot.
I would say that would be difficult to regulate through this third party, knowing if, because somebody would then need to keep track of how many times it's rented. So we want to make it very simple and very clear-cut guidelines. These are the types of units that have to pay. This is when you're expected to pay, and here's where you go and pay it.
According to presentation materials, City of Bryan defines STRs as a rental of any residential home unit or accessory building for a short period of time. This generally includes stays of less than a month. Types of short-term rentals can include entire homes, accessory dwellings, and individual rooms. Last October, the city of College Station began regulating the owners of short-term rental properties. The Bryan Council did not bring up College Station regulations and includes inspections requiring life safety equipment, including smoke and carbon monoxide detectors, and providing renters brochures containing pertinent neighborhood information and how to contact the property owner or operator. While the Bryan Council is interested in a third party collecting hot money for the city, College Station uses city employees to monitor 123 registered STRs and around 25 that are going through the application process.